Why is it important to understand how the world sees you? How can this improve your business? New York Times bestselling author and creator of the Fascination Advantage Assessment, Sally Hogshead shares how to add value and be memorable in all of your interactions.
Every time you communicate, you're doing one of two things. You are either adding value or you're taking up space. In a distracted and competitive and commoditized world, personality tagline is crucial. People need to know immediately what you bring to the table. If you make it easier for your prospects to understand why they should work with you instead of working with the 5,000 other options over there, then they're far more likely to hire you immediately. You can get to yes more quickly. Your anthem helps people understand what you do at your best so that you can do more of what you're naturally suited to do and attract the right clients. When you understand how to communicate yourself according to how people see you at your best, it relieves you of the anxiety of trying to figure out how to market yourself, how to introduce yourself, or even how to be yourself when the pressure's on in a big meeting or a pitch. You can just go straight to your natural strong suit every time. You'll see how team performance rises and conflict falls when everyone understands how each person adds value on the team. Okay, ready? We're going to get into three strategies to make a brilliant first impression and add value. Every time you walk into a room, you exude a certain impression, just like the poker player in Vegas. People are picking up on the cues and signals that you're consciously or unconsciously sending out. And it's this simple first impression that forms the basis of people's perception of you over the long term. It's like a halo effect of you. The problem is that if the average attention span is only 9 seconds today, that means that every time you introduce yourself to make that first impression, you only have a few seconds to engage your listener. But these few seconds are your window of opportunity for to connection. If you earn people's interest during these first 9 seconds, they're more likely to listen to you and connect with you. This golden window is your time to front load your value. But if you fail to add some sort of value in this golden window, people are far less likely to listen to what you say, let alone remember it or take action on it. Now, this can be incredibly frustrating with your prospects, especially if you're trying to lead a meeting or make a point or have a real conversation that leads to growing your business. People don't have time for you to ramble or sit through a lengthy pitch. They want you to cut to the chase, give them the bottom line, tell them how you are going to add value right from the start. So it's your job to make it short and sweet, make it easy for them to understand. It's not their job to figure out why they should work with you. It's your job to convince them. And in a state of fascination, when people are intensely focused on you, when your prospect is focused on you, their brain enters this state of neurological, relaxed happiness. This is what fascination looks like. When people feel fascinated, their brain relaxes, they open up, they feel confident, they feel focused and in the flow. On the other hand, if people feel overloaded and confused when you talk, they become stressed. And this actually makes a negative impression on them. Here's a principle that I want you to remember. It's better to avoid introducing yourself to a prospect than to waste their time on a weak introduction. In other words, don't reach out to make a call. Don't introduce yourself at a networking event. Don't send that marketing email unless you know that you can immediately add value. Because every time you interrupt somebody, every time you ask them for their attention, if you don't give them something in return, then they resent you. You've actually disincentivized them from communicating with you in the future. I want to give you a key concept that I want you to remember before you reach out in the future to anybody in communication, whether this is a meeting, whether it's a lunch, whether you're posting onto your blog or even doing something in social media. Every time you communicate, you're doing one of two things. You are either adding value or you're taking up space. If you're adding value, people will keep coming back to you over and over again. But if you're just taking up space, then people will start to shut you out. You know that feeling that you have when you're in the flow, you're working on a project, and suddenly your inbox dings and you have a message that turns out as spam? Think about how you feel. You feel annoyed. You feel frustrated. You feel like you want to delete it. You probably want to put them into a spam folder. Well, the same thing happens if you're not adding value and you're just taking up space. You become almost the equivalent of human spam. People start to delete your messages, literally and figuratively. You reach out to your clients, they don't return your calls. You send out emails and they go unreturned. You go to speak in a meeting and nobody listens. It's not your listener's job to figure out why they should listen to you. It's your job to be compelling and earn their attention. It's not their job, it's your job. Now, here's the good news. You already have certain advantages built into your personality. And when you apply these advantages, you become intensely valuable. It's not a coincidence that you tend to make a positive impression in certain situations. It's not random at all. Once you see the patterns behind how the world sees you, it becomes a measurable and replicable outcome. It's something that you can control. So what kind of impression do you make? Think about that. Do people remember you? Do they want to connect with you? I did a piece of informal research in which I found that 90% of introductions fail. 90% failure rate. In other words, those introductions didn't lead to anything subsequent. So if you are in that 90%, that means that your business card just becomes a piece of clutter that gets crumpled up, thrown in the trash can, in the bottom of somebody's pocket. But if you're in the 10% and you understand how the world sees you, then you can become valuable. Your influence as a professional will be measured according to your ability to get others to listen and take action. And this is what will allow your business to grow and scale and replicate.
Thanks for listening. To get in on the fast track to being more memorable, grab our first impression cheat sheet at howtofascinate.com/pod3. That's howtofascinate.com/POD3. And to get a glimpse of how the world sees you, take the test today at howtofascinate.com/you. That's howtofascinate.com/you and enter the code podcast.